trip began on a Monday morning in Nakura as we make our way to a base home to Ghanaian peacekeepers in Al-Kawzah, southwestern Lebanon, along the Blue Line. The road, once bustling with activity, now lies deserted. All we met was destruction in the distance as we passed through Al-Mashab, Dhaira, Yarin, and Al-Bustan. We arrive at the peacekeeping base, where Lieutenant Colonel Frank Ajiman, the Ghanaian battalion commander, greets us outside his office. Fortunately, the morning saw a decrease in the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line. It is not always the case.
Because of our location, we observe exchanges of fire on a daily basis in areas where most times we used to patrol, interact with the locals. All these things have changed. We have seen some of the neighborhoods that we live in and work in, where we used to stop, interact, assure them, and give them hope, damaged and destroyed. Most of these residents we used to see and talk to have now left. They have all abandoned their villages, with the exception of probably one major village, Rumesh. Sometimes our positions are hit. As a result of that, we've suffered some injuries, and one of my peacekeepers was shot in the lower abdomen.
Since the 8th of October, the Ghanaian battalion, like the other contingents operating within UNIFIL, has had to adapt to the new situation. Consequently, operational, administrative, and logistical movement have been disrupted. But despite all the challenges and the deadly risks, Ghanaian peacekeepers are in their positions and on the ground, carrying out their tasks and continuing to work as best they can in the new situation.
The crisis has profoundly impacted our daily activities and work routines. Due to airstrikes and continuous shelling from both northern and southern parts of the Blue Line, some of our operational activities and other movements have been interrupted almost every day. Our peacekeepers sometimes might be conducting irregular patrols, independent or joint patrols with the Lebanese army, and there will be exchanges of fire and it will be intensified. As a result, they have to stop the activity and return to their base or shelter in the nearest UNIFIL base. Furthermore, our community engagement with locals, the Mukhtars, the mayors, have been significantly disrupted.
The Ghanaian peacekeepers maintain their coordination with the Lebanese army, ensuring continued presence on the ground and support for the local population.
Despite the daily challenges that the Ghanaian peacekeepers are facing due to the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line that can intensify without warning, our coordinated operational activities with the Lebanese army have continued, albeit with interruptions due to sustained shelling. We also continue conducting joint training sessions with the LAF training base in Tier to exchange interoperability and improve the operational capabilities of this personnel in the training school. Since October 8th, we have had to adapt our daily routines and activities to the new situation, and that was not an easy thing to do.
Al-Kawzah village, which sits a mere 3 kilometers from the Blue Line and is home to the main base of the Ghanaian battalion, appears nearly deserted. However, amidst this emptiness, two elderly women, Nazha Najem and her sister Therese, staunchly refuse to abandon their home. Lieutenant Colonel Frank, alongside other peacekeepers, make regular visits to their residence to ensure their well-being and assess their needs. We decided to accompany them during one such visit this time.
Hi.
So we go inside?
Yeah, she's saying okay.
We stayed here in our house. All the people in the village left, but I stayed with my sister. We will not leave our house. There is a person who stayed in the village. He takes me once per week to Rumesh village to bring all the stuff we need.
Whenever Nezha and Therese need anything, the Mukhtar of Al-Kawsah, who left for Beirut after the exchanges of fire intensified, will communicate with Lieutenant Colonel Ajiman and the Ghanaian peacekeepers, who will go visit the sisters and see what they need. Earlier, they brought them heaters, medical and food supplies, and fixed the electrical cables in their house.
Mama, shukran.
Shukran. Ya hala, ya hala.
God bless you. God bless you. Shukran. Mama.
Ya hala.
Not a single moment does Lieutenant Colonel Frank Ajiman regret undertaking peacekeeping duties in South Lebanon, despite all the adversities that he and his fellow peacekeepers have been facing since October 8th.
Ghana has a long-standing history of contributing to peacekeeping missions globally, dating back to the 1960s. Participating in UNIFIL is a privilege, following in the footsteps of past Ghanaian peacekeepers and contributing to the peace in Lebanon. Flying the Ghanaian and UN flags instills in me a sense of pride and accomplishment, and I wish that the prolonged suffering of our dear people in southern Lebanon will come to an end, and the path for diplomatic and political solution will be paved sometime soon to bring a lasting peace to southern Lebanon.